Do you trust Google search more than you trust asking a Gen AI the same question?
Probably, just because Google has been around for so long and Google takes me to people's websites. So like if I look up a recipe, it'll take me to this lady's website and you get to see her.
Welcome to Embracing Digital Transformation, where we investigate effective change leveraging people, process, and technology.
This is Darren Pulsifer, Chief Solution Architect, author, and most importantly, your host.
On today's episode, Generative AI in the Household, with special guest Paige Pulsifer, CEO of Our Home. Paige, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Darren.
It's really weird calling you Paige because you're my wife.
You don't call me Paige very often, actually.
No, never. So
only when you're mad at me.
Only when I'm mad. I'm not mad right now. This is going to be an interesting episode today because we're going to talk. And for those of you who don't know, we do a podcast together called Where's the Lemonade?
It's awesome. You should listen or watch.
And I do a podcast called Embracing Digital Transformation.
Which is awesome. You should listen or watch.
And this is the first time we're simulcasting on both podcasts and video channels. So this should be very interesting.
It's called a crossover. I've watched enough superhero shows that I know that it's a crossover episode.
So some of you were trying to figure out what in the world could these two high-tech and home and relationship stuff have to do with each other.
I'm wondering the same, but...
But hey, this is my brainchild, so you have to bear with me a little bit. The idea is, and generative AI is making such a huge impact in every industry that we're seeing. And I think the number one industry that will have the biggest impact will be in managing a household or being your own CEO of your household, because it can unleash a bunch of new things, just like the internet did in the 90s. Whoever would have thought that they'd use the internet for shopping? Nobody.
Yeah, that's true. And now where do I do most of my shopping?
On Amazon.
Yeah. I don't know why you say that. I mean, he's only here every other day
now.
I've cut back.
So let's talk a little bit about generative AI. I jumped right on it right away.
You did.
So what did you think when I first said, hey, this is a big deal? What did you think?
What did I think? I thought, here's another high-tech thing, right? That I didn't trust it, right? I was like, I'll wait and see after Darren takes a deep dive of it, what he thinks. I trust you, but I just don't always trust new things coming out. So I just was like a sit back and watch kind of girl.
Sit back and watch. So who took to it biggest in our family, would you say?
Of the kids that are at home.
Yeah, the kids that are at home.
The kids
that
are at home. Probably Madeline the most, wouldn't you say?
Kind of. Used it for practical things. The boys, yeah. Though, our two youngest boys, they're 17 and 18. They use it every day to have fun.
Yes, I would say Madeline and David are a toss-up. It took Sam a bit to come around to it.
He didn't trust it at all.
He didn't trust it. Now he's kind of come around and it's, you know, a new friend.
It's a new friend. So David at first was using it to write books and to write, because David likes the creative part of things, but he's not always the best writer. It's typing and...
Yeah.
But he's got lots of great ideas that he just can't get out. Gen AI, specifically ChatGPT, is what he used primarily.
Yeah.
Really helped him get some of those ideas out of his head by interacting with it. So I thought he did some interesting things with it first.
I think you're right. He and Sam definitely did more silly things, asking it silly things about superheroes or fantasy things, or, you know, David probably asked it more science type of things, and being more silly with it. They enjoyed it. Where Madeline, you're right, she used it as more
for
help
school.
Me with my college work, help me, you know, help me get organized. Yeah, she definitely used it.
So what about you? What have you, I mean, you saw the kids using it, you saw me using it, and now do you trust it? Or are you still kind of sitting on the sidelines?
Do I trust it? That's a hard question. How about what's the word? Something verify?
Oh.
What is it?
Yes. Trust but verify.
Yes, trust but verify. That's where I'm at with it.
Oh, that's a healthy relationship
yeah,
with it.
That's where I'm at with it. Trust, and I do trust it a bit, but not all the way.
Do you trust Google search more than you trust asking a Gen AI the same question?
Probably, just because Google has been around for so long, and Google takes me to people's websites. So like if I look up a recipe, it'll take me to this lady's website, and you get to see her, right? You see pictures of her and her family, and here's, so does that make sense? Where
it does.
There is no person that I'm seeing it, so.
So would it help if Gen AI had a face?
No.
I'm serious.
No,
it wouldn't?
Because I still know that it's not a person.
It's not a person.
So I'm not, you know, I don't need that fake picture.
Okay. Well, how do you know that?
I knew you were going to say that. How do I know that that lady is?
How do you know the lady from recipes.com or something is a real person?
I don't, but I just am going to trust
But you're going to trust
her
it.
And her cute little kids are for real.
Okay. When you first started using the internet, did you feel the same way?
Yeah, I think I did.
Okay. So it's just because it's been time and you've used it enough now where I know what's good and what's not, sort of thing.
Yes. Yeah. There's certain websites that I'm like, oh, don't go to that website because they're, definitely.
Those are bad. You know, they're just pushing a certain product or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So what do you see the main difference between like asking Google search something and asking a Gen AI something? What's the big difference for you?
Well, you know, I actually asked you this and I said, why am I using chat instead of using Google? Right. I asked you that because I was honestly like, why can't I just Google all of this? And I liked what you said. Tell them what you said.
I can't remember.
You can't remember? You said that chat is more like, it's like a friend, or it's like you're having a conversation. You can say, hey, give me this, and then it gives it to you, and you go, interesting. Now give that to me, but this way, or give that to me more this way. You can interact with it. Where with Google, you go, you know, hey, I need this, and it gives you that. And there's no way for you to really say, but make it a little more this, or a little less this, or... Does
right, because
sense?
Yeah, because Google just gives you a list of things that it found that matched your query.
Yeah,
I had a conversation with someone. It's on my podcast that's coming out the next day.
Okay,
it was on. We had to learn how to ask search engines like Google or Bing or DuckDuckGo or whatever. We had to learn change our language to fit the way the search engine works. So. We don't use full sentences. We only use short terms or key terms.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you're searching for a pork recipe, you'll say pork, apples, onions, and that's it.
Right.
Where if I'm asking a ChatGPT, I can say, I'm looking for a recipe that includes apples, pork. I want to make sure that it's sweet, a little bit spicy. So you can...
Yes.
Interact with
yes.
it.
Yes. And then it might spit one out and then I'll go, that's got too many ingredients for me. that would definitely be something I would say. You lost me after 10 ingredients. You have totally lost me. So do you know what I mean? So then I can say, or you're right. Like, hey, I'm gluten free. So make sure you give me another recipe. It's more and it says, why? Sure. Yeah. Let me get that for you.
Have you ever been nice to, have you ever said please and thank you to ChatGPT or to a Gen AI?
I don't think so.
You should try it. It's interesting.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
I am with like when I talk to Alexa, I do say please and thank you to Alexa. But I have, and I guess that is an AI, right?
Yeah, it's not a Gen AI.
Right, it's not a Gen
AI. It's close, it's getting there.
But no, I never have. I've never even thought about it.
You should try it. It's fascinating.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Okay, let's talk about some of the use cases, right? Some of the uses of Gen AI in managing the household. Now, you've had a huge household to manage over the years. You've had your own Etsy business. You've got... 10 kids that we've raised together, and we're still raising our adult children. They don't know that. Don't tell them.
We're behind the scenes.
We're behind the scenes, manipulating their lives and whatever.
Fortunately, they are amazing. Our adult children are so capable and awesome.
But when you've got a huge household like we do, how can you use generative AI? What have you done so far? And what do you kind of think you'd want to do?
Okay, so I brought my computer in here so that I can actually look and see on ChatGPT, right? Because I knew I was going to forget.
What you've done.
I want to see what I've done, right?
Oh, I want to know, what was your first question you asked ChatGPT?
Well, it looks like on here, my first thing that I ever asked it was Ashland play recommendations. You and I were planning a trip to Ashland, Oregon. And that's the very first thing I asked it, was Ashland play recommendations.
See, that's fascinating because that is a Google query.
Yes, but see, with this, I believe I asked it. I'm not going to look into it right now because it'll distract me. But I did Google Play recommendations, and then I think I said, and I need one. And then it gave me a list. You know, these are the top plays. And I said, I need the ones that are playing on Thursday because we were going to be there on a Thursday. Tell me the ones, you know, right? And then I said, tell me the ones that are family friendly. And it, so once again, I could keep tweaking it as it went along. Just keep tweaking.
So a good thing is, that's a good best method, right? That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Keep interacting with the Gen AI.
Yep.
It will work with you.
Right.
Okay,
definitely.
Cool. So one of them, it sounds like trip planning. That's a big use case.
Oh, and then I think I said, this is very me, I was like, the most comfortable theater on a Thursday night. I don't want no wooden bench.
No wooden benches for you.
No wooden bench. Thank you very much. So that was the first thing I ever did. And then my next thing was, I said, give me Oregon coast itineraries. And then it gave me things, and I said, tell me more about this city tell me more about this city. And
so you really interacted with it to plan a trip.
Yeah.
Before that would have taken you hours and hours.
Yeah.
To do.
Yeah. It was great. That was the first thing that I went, wow. Just because it's so great that you can just keep tweaking it and go, oh, you told me to go to Bandon. What else? What's there to do in Bandon? Why did you recommend that? Do you know what I mean? And I'm having a conversation instead of with Google. It's just, tell me about the city.
Search,
of Bandon.
Go look at a website.
Yes.
Oh, and now tell me more about this.
Right. Yes. And this would be like, hey, why did you recommend Bandon? And what's there to do there? And what's the top thing to do there? And what good food is there to eat there? Like, I can just keep going without starting over the search.
All right. That's pretty cool. So
yeah.
So travel advice, travel. That
yep.
interaction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's the next thing you did? I think this one's hilarious.
The next thing I did, so in my church.
Our church.
Yeah, it's not just mine. I let you come to it. You're welcome. In our church, I work with the women in our church. We have people that work with the women and the young women and the children. And right now, I'm working with the women. Anyway, we were doing a fun, silly night. And we just wanted to have a fun dinner and a silly, fun night. And so they asked me to write a skit, a silly skit. And I'm good at this type of thing, but as you know,
she cannot look at a blank page.
I cannot start anything with a blank piece of paper. Like, you've got to give me something. So I didn't know where to even start. I knew I wanted music. I knew I wanted to have some fun musical numbers in the skit. So I put in Relief Society. That's what our organization's called. Relief Society skit.
And musical skit.
Musical skit. And then it like went brrr and gave me all this stuff. And I mean, it was hilarious how much it knew about our Relief Society and about, anyway. And then I just, oh man. Then I said, I want a skit, you know, about the Relief Society presidency, which is, you know, us women that are kind of over the organization. And I want it to include music. I want it to have some silly references to musical numbers. And I want it to, I just kept tweaking it.
Well, I remember I was traveling at the time. You said, it gave me like 24 pages long of stuff. And did you use all of it? Did you just,
no,
I'm just going to take it all?
I did not use all of it. I would say I probably used maybe 20, 25% of it. But for me, it gave me ideas. That's all I need. I need some ideas to run with. And it gave me several ideas to run with.
Okay, so in this case, you're using it to spur creativity
yes.
and brainstorm
yes.
ideas.
And once I get going, you know that. Once I get going, I'm good. But I need something to get going.
So why not just call one of your girlfriends to do this?
Oh my gosh. Do you know how No one wants to write a skit. That is very hard for most people.
Yeah, but just to brainstorm ideas off of. Why not just use one?
I didn't have any ideas to brainstorm.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so this is like a super friend, right?
Yes, this was a super friend that can that will be like, no, Paige, that's stupid. You know, so. Do you think this is a good idea, chat? And they're like, no, I do not. That is
so,
not funny.
So it's one of those brutal friends that will just tell you the truth no matter. Will it, though, or does it lie to you?
It doesn't lie to me, but I have asked it, like, do you think this is funny? And it'll say, yeah, that's funny, but maybe you could try this. It'll do
okay,
something
so
like
it's
that.
Polite.
Yes, it's polite.
Maybe we need, yeah. I'm sure our son Matthew will come up with one that's not so polite.
That'd be cool. That'd
right?
be cool.
It
in
says,
some situations.
Don't be an idiot.
Yeah, that says to people, don't be an idiot. Just, you know.
I don't think they'll ever program one of those in. Well, someone will.
So, yeah, it'd be kind of fun.
I'm sure Elon Musk will do something
yeah,
like that.
Kind of fun. So that was so helpful to me because I didn't know where, like, I just didn't know where to start. So it was so helpful.
Okay, so travel planning, creativity. Brainstorming ideas.
Yes.
What about one thing you hate more than anything?
What do I hate?
Coming up what to eat for dinner.
I do hate that so
You hate
much.
That. You want me to do it. And I don't mind cooking. I can whip anything up.
I don't
the
mind the cooking.
No, it's coming up with the idea.
Yes. I might mind the cooking. But I don't mind the cooking as much as coming up with the idea.
Right.
So, yeah, I have put in here. So we have found out recently, it's karma for me. That
because you used to make fun of
I've had a lot of health issues with my gut. I've had part of my colon removed. We have met our deductible every year for a lot of years because of my health issues.
That is true.
And we recently found out that I am allergic to gluten. So I'm not celiac, but I'm allergic to gluten, like off the charts allergic to gluten. So I was very bummed because one of my favorite things in the whole world
is bread.
I love bread. Me and Oprah, we love bread. So I started having it tell me the best gluten-free recipes. Now, I can go to Google and do that too.
Yes, you can.
Know what I mean? Like, I can go to Google, but then it was, so I would say, give me the best gluten-free recipe. And it would say, oh, Paige, here's the top three that we found, you know, I don't know what it says on the internet or on Google. I'm not sure what the word it uses, but, and then I would say, I want one that doesn't use eggs, or I want one that only takes 30 minutes, or I want, you know what I mean? And then it would go, oh, sure. And it would give me another one. Or I want one.
So you're using it kind of as a super search
yes.
in that case.
Yep, definitely. And but then, go ahead.
Has it also given you recipes? Because we've done this a couple of times, I know, where it says, this is all I have in the kitchen.
Yes. No.
Right, in the fridge.
I did that. Yes. That's actually what I was going to mention next is I literally have said, like, I've got chicken and sun-dried tomatoes and, you know, spinach. Tell me some recipes. And it'll spit out like five recipes. And I'll say, give me more. Give me one that also has chicken broth in it. And it'll, fine. And it's like, it's pretty cool.
Give me one Mexican style
yes.
or Italian or Greek or whatever.
It is awesome. It is awesome. Yeah.
All right. So recipes, all right, this is making a lot of sense.
Yep.
What other things surprised you the most about using generative AI in your day-to-day, you know, keeping the household running? Then we'll talk about your small business, but just keeping the household. What other things did you find that were useful that you thought, oh, that could be interesting?
I don't know. I guess it's just awesome that I feel like I can go to it no matter what. Like, I'm looking at it. I've gone stain removal. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Stain removal, right? Like, oh, hey, I just, and like I said, I can do that on Google, but this, I can go, hey, give me stain removal for my couch, right? And then it'll say, oh, do this. And I'll say, but my couch is gray. Is that okay if I use this? Like, I can just, it's just a conversation that I can keep having with it.
So I was up early this morning, I was trying to find some pictures for this podcast.
Yeah.
And something clicked in my head. All of that knowledge that you used to get on doing things in the house came from your mom or your grandmother.
Yeah.
They would pass it down. Recipes.
Right. Yeah.
Best way to get certain stains out of clothing.
Right.
You know, techniques for all sorts of things. Paying bills on time or keeping on a budget or, you know, managing the household. That was passed down from mother to daughter or grandmother to daughter or granddaughter, whatever. And it just clicked in my head that Gen AI can now resurface some of that great motherly, what do they call them? Mother wisdom, or what's the term?
I don't know.
Yeah. Something like that. I like it. I just thought that was interesting that have we replaced that teaching of our kids, those traditions down with an AI?
And is that okay?
I don't know. Does it keep the stains out of my clothes?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, another thing that I used it for, and people might be surprised about this, but I was kind of in a little conundrum about what to do. So we have a friend who has very different political, religious, social beliefs than we do. And I have no problem with that at all. Either do you. Like we...
No, not at all.
No, we do not care what beliefs you have. You know, it's just a matter of do we have fun with you, right? Do we get along? So we spent an evening with this friend, and they just kept
harping
on their beliefs. I believe knowing.
I don't know how much they knew.
Because we don't talk about
talk politics at all.
We not with people that I know don't have the same, you know, beliefs that we have. I don't want to have that contentious, right? I don't, like, we just won't talk about that. That's fine. So, but it just, I just came home feeling. Wow. So I looked up on ChatGPT how to gently say to our friend, like,
what you're saying is highly offensive.
Yes. Like, you're not afraid to offend me right now. Why? What you're saying, I don't want to offend you just because that's not my personality. And so, yeah, it gave me a bunch of different conversations I could have with this friend.
So I think this is interesting because our daughter Julianne has used ChatGPT to break up with a guy. You're doing it to resolve your relationship thing. So it sounds to me like these Gen AIs are kind of replacing, are not replacing, maybe augmenting what you would normally share with another friend, but it wouldn't be gossip now.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you're truly seeking a way to... resolve this conflict with this friend.
Yes, because I truly want to be friends with this person and I don't want to just, you know, have a contentious relationship. So I was like, help me navigate this conversation to say, hey, these are your beliefs. I have no problem with your beliefs, but they're not mine. So can we just, you know, agree that when we're together, we're not going to
talk about
these things. And I love you and I want to be with you. But
not on these terms.
Yeah.
So this is really fascinating to me because this whole concept of having a Gen AI help you with relationships is interesting because the Gen AI can see different points of view.
Right.
It is biased though.
Yeah.
We already know that it's biased towards being ultra polite.
Right.
And that has caused me some problems sometimes because I use another Gen AI, Grammarly. For much of my writing that I do for my dissertation and things like that. So I set the settings for very formal academic settings, and I was using Grammarly to correct an email that I was sending to one of my kids' teachers.
Oh my gosh, this was so funny.
It was super formal. And you laughed. I said, you can't send that. It, you know, it looks like...
Well, you typed in some stuff, which I thought was fine. I'm like, it's just to a teacher.
No, I wanted it to clean it up.
It was super formal. And so I said, no, you can't send that. That sounds so uppity or whatever. So then you said...
So uppity.
It did. And so then you told it to, like, in a couple of paragraphs, you know, make this less formal. But it didn't do all the paragraphs. So... You sent it and I'm reading over it and there was one paragraph that it didn't make less formal. And it was like, and furthermore, I shall be out of town. But it was even more like, okay, Mr. Pulsifer. But
before we did that, we said, hey, make it informal.
Yes.
And then I said, yo, dude, what's going on?
Bruh.
Yeah, I'm like... Okay.
So then you said a little more formal than that, but it left one of the paragraphs super formal. It was so funny.
Yeah, it was pretty
funny. Because I was like,
funny.
And furthermore, I shall be out of the country on these days. And I'm like, okay. Anyway, I just thought, well, he knows that you use ChatGPT on that one. Yeah, he did.
So what I think is interesting, it goes back to that point of trust.
Yeah. Right?
We can't fully trust what's coming out of Gen AI, but it most definitely is a great interaction tool. It's an interesting tool to get some advice from
right.
that maybe is too sensitive to share with one of your best friends because it may come across as, I don't know, gossipy or snooty or I don't know.
Yeah.
I found that the Gen AIs aren't typically judgmental of you for things, but they most definitely are biased more towards a polite side of things is what I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. So... yeah, we've used it for our small business.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Right. We used it. So we've got a t-shirt business that we started. And for the description, we typed in, you know, what we wanted for the description. And then we were like, I wonder what ChatGPT could help us with this description. And it was great.
It does a lot better job
than we can. It does. It does a lot better job.
And we fine-tuned it to say, hey, to get people's eyes or to get... search engine optimized, right?
Right.
What keywords should we use and things like that. So we write a small description and then we have ChatGPT help.
Yeah, and we even said like, it's, you know, we're targeting this, you know, age group or whatever. And it helped us out. It was great.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So before we'd sit there at a blank page and just stare at it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I've also used it for helping me... direct a conversation with our teens about maybe to limit their screen time. I even asked it how to get your teen to want to spend more time with you.
For our teenage boys that are listening, you know who we're talking about.
Yeah, they do know who they're talking about.
They said, you know, didn't ChatGPT say, go on your podcast and mention their names and maybe change.
Yeah, that will definitely bring them back to you. Yes, humiliate them on, you know, several different platforms and they will definitely want to spend time with you. So let's talk about when they were babies and we changed their diapers. That will definitely bring us closer together. But no, you might be thinking you could look at a self-help book. I am I wouldn't say anti-self-help, but I certainly don't want to read a whole book about it.
No, your attention span isn't that long.
It's true.
It's true.
It is true. And I guess I just don't like people telling me what to do. I don't know. But I mean, obviously if I'm reading a self-help book, it's because I wanted some help, right? But...
You want something for the moment.
For the moment and... brief and like, I don't know. I have a hard time. I have this, you know, I have this theory that sometimes things are just good enough. I don't believe in this perfection thing. Like we are who we are. And yes, we do need to strive to do better in certain situations, right? Obviously. But I just know that I'm not going to take all of their advice. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. But this was good because I was like, hey, give me some practical advice on how to talk to my teens about limiting screen time. And it went boom.
In this specific situation.
Yes. Yep. And it gave me, boom, 5 things. And I was like, great. I didn't have to read a whole book.
Do you ever wish you knew where the information came from?
Well, it's coming from the internet, right?
Yeah. But how do you know that the information that was behind it was any good or you're just trusting it?
The information that I'm asking for, it doesn't matter where it came from. I'm asking it for recipes. I'm asking it for stain removal. I'm asking it for, you know what I mean? I'm not asking it for anything, nothing government or top secret. Do you know what I mean? I am asking it for things. It doesn't matter where it came from. Does that make sense?
I kind of, sort of. I mean, when you're talking about raising kids and what I should do in this situation, don't you care where that information
comes from? No, because I am a very... smart, I'm very logical person, and I'm gonna read that and go, okay, I don't agree with that, but hey, that one I do.
Okay, so that goes back to trust, and that goes back to you still are the CEO of the house.
Yes,
you're using this as a tool to help you and give you ideas, but ultimately it's your decision. I like that.
I love that you call me the CEO of the house. Are you my employee?
No, I'm all the employees. I'm the employees of everyone in this house.
I love it. I love it. You will never get fired, no matter what you do.
Oh, good. Oh, you hear that? No matter what I do, I can't get fired. That's awesome. Thank you for listening to Embracing Digital Transformation today. If you enjoyed our podcast, give it 5 stars on your favorite podcasting site or YouTube channel. You can find out more information about Embracing Digital Transformation at embracingdigital.org. Until next time, go out and embrace the digital revolution.